Well, the fixtures for the new League of Ireland season will be announced on Monday, and straight away we'll be looking ahead to the start of another campaign before we know it. Finn Harps board member Aidan Campbell joins me on the line. Aidan, you're welcome along to the programme.
Hello, Dermot. How are things?
I'm good, Aidan. Even though it's downtime in the League of Ireland, I'm not sure, do you guys ever get a break? The fixture's out on Monday. Harps held their AGM last weekend. We'll start with that, perhaps. Always good to get the AGM out of the way without any major issues.
Yeah, I suppose so, Dermot. You're dead right. Everybody was back in. The week after, we managed to secure our Premier Division status for another year, and great scenes at Finn Park. So it all starts with the licensing and fundraising and talking to sponsors and all the rest of it. So, we had the AGM on Sunday night, and it's just great to reflect back, Jim. And obviously, it's a hugely difficult last couple of years for just everybody, you know, with the lockdowns, restrictions and everything else. And just to look back on the achievements, the fantastic achievements due to hard work by an awful lot of people, and securing a Premier Division status again against the odds, the tremendous success of the underage in securing two national titles. And obviously we're very appreciative to everybody who helped us get there, going from sponsors to all the people who supported our fundraisers to the volunteers, especially who've just given endless amounts of time just to give our teams the platform where they can go and compete at national level. And so the AGM, you know, it gives us a chance just to reflect back on, you know, what's been tremendous work throughout a difficult time. So we're very proud of everybody once again. Gilbert, and our thanks goes out as usual to everybody from the 500 club members who helped us put a team together, our sponsors who've been who've been with us for many years now. But mainly just our fantastic volunteers. You know, Finn Harps, as you know, is one of the very few teams that has kept going in the league over the last 40 years, and it's which is an astonishing achievement considering our location. And, you know, carry on the work of those well-known club stalwarts like Derek Wilkinson or Charlie McHugh and all of the people in the past who kept senior football in Donegal. So, very, very happy. And it was a great opportunity to say thank you to everybody, Jonathan.
Yeah, and that's important, isn't it, Aidan? The volunteers who put in so much time and effort behind the scenes to keep things going and keep the show on the road. When things are going well, Aidan, that's always easy, isn't it? But, you know, you can never underestimate the amount of work that these people put in.
Just absolutely astonishing, Jim, because I suppose the family's grown over the years, and we now have it's a huge operation, obviously, with the National League teams at underage, the academy, the first team support, and it's all done without employees, Dermot. For an organisation this size, I don't think it happens anywhere else. In fact, I know it doesn't. You know, it's very difficult at times, as you said. You know, when you get the odd result, it gives everybody a pep in their step. But we know, as being a part-time club playing in a professional league, just what the challenges are. And it's kind of a learning curve when you watch it up close. A lot of our players have jobs, and as do the management team, as do the volunteers. So when you see scenes like the match against Longford, where everybody comes together, all those different divisions of the club, it's just a credit to Donegal and the North West and that kind of spirit. And as I said, we were very proud of the achievements last year, but now we're looking forward to getting everything ready for next season. And as you said, the anticipation is building now, and we've got the fixtures out on Monday night, and everybody will be looking to see who are playing first, and when the derby matches are on, and all that goes with being a football supporter as well. And more than anything, our supporters are the people who keep us going. It's a supporter-owned club, and it's their passion and their kind of drive. I suppose when they get behind us and get behind our fundraisers, they're the ones that keep us going through those wee parts of the season when I suppose we find that a wee bit difficult to keep up with the full-time clubs, but they drove us on. And so we're looking forward to getting started again.
Okay, well, I'm sure no more so than myself, Aidan, you must be asked the question all the time about the manager and Ollie Horgan's situation in Harps. I think Harps supporters we're probably waiting for the AGM to be held and to get out of the way before, you know, the situation with the managerial appointment would be confirmed by the club. Can you just update us on what's going on there? Because we do know there have been a number of players who have agreed to re-sign for the club for the new season. Barry McNamee was the first name confirmed by the club. You've had Ryan Connolly, Ryan Rainey, etc. Ethan Boyd this week again. But with regards to Ollie Horgan, what's happening there?
Ollie's contract's up until the end of this month, Dermot. So we did a number of talks with Ollie, and you know, there's obviously a lot of issues to go through. Now, I suppose it's fair to say, Dermot, this season, more than any time I can ever remember, there's an intense transfer activity with players. And Ollie, since the season has started, has obviously been working hard, and you've mentioned a few of our own, the guys who've re-signed from last year, and it's great to get the quality back of players like Barry McNamee, Ryan Connolly, our captain from last year, Dave Webster. So we hope to, obviously, you know, from our end, we want Ollie to remain as manager. I'm not going to be presumptuous about anything because this is football, but hopefully we can get some news confirming everything as soon as possible. But Ollie's been working very hard, and since the season end, and like the rest of us, so we'll hope to have news soon.
Yeah, and when you say hope to have news soon, Aidan, I mean, are there issues that need to be ironed out with Ollie, or what is the stumbling block?
Well, I don't think there's honestly not one single stumbling block, Jimmy. And you know, actually, time has been a huge issue because, as I said, he's been talking to a lot of players since the end of the season. I think what we all have to realise is that with the Premier Division now, the level of competition has really gone up in the last few years, and the level of commitment required by the manager has also gone up. Just today, I see Bohemians announced three of their stalwart players have left the club. Another guy's has gone to St. Pat's. The two strikers have already left, and they would be, I suppose, recognised as one of the clubs that is definitely on the up in Irish football. So there's that level of competition on the pitch, and it's very hard to explain the exact commitment and resources that a manager needs to compete in this division. But certainly the board all want Ollie to stay, and hopefully we'll get everything sorted this week. But I think it's just incumbent on all of us, not just the board, because we're volunteer supporters too, to know that, you know, if we want to go into this division and survive again, this would be I think our 7th year out of 8 in the Premier Division, which again is a fantastic achievement by Ollie, by the players, and by everybody off the pitch as well. So there's just a few things to be ironed out. It's nothing really I can say. There's one major issue, Dermot, but any manager going in to manage Finn Harps will obviously want to know that the resources are there to compete in a division now where you've so many teams have benefactors. They don't have to fundraise probably as much as ourselves do. We're committed to, you know, staying in the Premier Division, and we appreciate the challenges that any manager Finn Harps has. So hopefully we can get everything sorted this week.
Yeah, and Harps fans would probably like to hear that, Aidan, and would also like to hear that the club would want Harps not just to be a team that's going to be trying to survive in the Premier Division again this year, but perhaps kick on after, you know, picking up so many points last year and actually winning so many games against, you know, some of the top teams in the Premier Division. Drogheda, the only side that they didn't manage to beat this year.
Which was, those statistics that you just mentioned, Dermot, shows what a competitive division it was to beat all of the major clubs at one time or another during the season. And the amount of effort it takes behind the scenes by the management team and just getting a very professional setup off the pitch, which we had last year, just to get those results. And, you know, and normally when you pass the 40-point mark, you're higher up the table, and you know, you might even be looking towards ending up in the top five. But that's really the lines, you know, the fine lines that you're talking about. For us, it's imperative that we retain our Premier status going forward and we build on it long-term, you know, long-term in the club. Can we push on? Who knows? And Dermot, we're certainly would like to. And if we can continue to get people to join the 500 Club to support the kind of fundraising efforts that we have this year, you know, we are delighted to get a high profile new sponsor on. There's initiatives around there's initiatives around all of the fundraisers, more fundraisers coming up, and if we can get the support of the community, we can, you know, build on those great scenes that we had at the end of the Longford match, where you just had so many children enjoying live football, and we're looking now for you know, people to get behind us as regards, you know, buying season tickets, if they can afford it, join the 500 Club or supporting whatever income streams the club puts out there, and you know, all of that will help us put a team out there. Because, you know, for any player coming up, I think they've seen the passion the fans have, and they really do take them to their hearts. And as I said, at the end of the Longford game, to see all those kids on the pitch was just a tremendous advertisement for Finn Harps and League of Ireland football. So we want to drive on forward, Dermot, and, you know, if we can build on the fantastic support that we're getting from everybody, we can get there.
Okay, Aidan. Well, just finally then, you mentioned the impact that, you know, the success that Harps enjoyed and the way the fans reacted, and as you say, big crowd at that last match of the season. But, you know, Harps do have a special place among sports fans in the Northwest, Aidan, and that was underlined none more so than this week, when we were all shocked to learn of the injury, the serious injury suffered by the Harps player Adam McCaffrey in that Knockalla Caravans Cup tie against Buncrana Hearts, Aidan. And it's nice that Harps were so quick to come out and offer their support for the player and his family and friends. There's a GoFundMe page opened, and I think plenty of support there for Adam.
Yeah, it was shocking news, Dermot, and really, I suppose we all got a dose of perspective. It was very worrying, the news earlier in the week, but just to pay tribute again to all of the hospital staff in Bulbwood Hospital, and then Letterkenny Hospital, and the emergency staff, and Stephen McNutt, you know, our under-19 manager, described it as the most horrific injury seen in 45 years, and Stephen would say that lightly. So, then, you know, fantastic work by the parents of the under-19 players to set up the GoFundMe page. And I suppose you saw the generosity of the football family there and the way everybody comes together. And, you know, we'll give Adam and his family whatever support we can going forward. I know that Stephen, along with John Campbell and Kev McHugh, have been doing anything they can just to help Fiona and what must have been through what's Adam's mother through what must have been a very stressful time. So it's the news is better from what we heard last, Dermot, but we know it's a long road back. So our thoughts obviously with Adam and family, and we'll keep everybody informed.
Aidan, that's great, and it's a lovely way to finish off that interview. Appreciate you joining us this evening, and I know these are busy times, even though we're out of season. There's so much to be sorted and so much going on behind the scenes, and we wish you well with all that.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dermot.